We pickled some grapes with chai tea, and we're doing that with cornflakes and blue cheese. Then we got that bacon panna cotta. We're doing that with passion fruit and avocado.
Schooler looks at home in the kitchen. Among his many tattoos is a diagram of a pig that shows the name of each cut as good and very good, and a large knife with the words mise en place, French for everything in its place.
And then we're doing a pork schnitzel that's encrusted with corn pops with a corn pop ice cream. That one's getting paired with this Oktoberfest kind of style beer, which has this real honey kind of sweet corn notes, which is why we went with the corn pop crusted pork schnitzel kind of idea.
Schooler says his eyes were opened to thoughtfully produced cuisine when he was a teenager. He was working at Anchorage's Glacier Brew House and tried the seared salmon with coconut rice.
Sometimes food's a necessity and you're just eating it because you need to eat, and other times you're eating, you're getting enjoyment out of it. And that was my first kind of dawn on me that you could have this food that would bring you like so much joy and happiness with this piece of seared salmon.
Since then, he's worked as a prep cook, a line cook, a sous chef, and studied in southern Italy. But keeping things fresh takes more than that.
And everybody that works here tends to be really big on just reading cookbooks or reading online or checking out what other restaurants are doing. And we find these ideas that we like and we try them ourselves. And I think a big part of it's not being scared to kind of mess things up, being willing to try things and just kind of see how they turn out.
Part of the team that helps keep things fresh is cook Rachel Barrel. She stands at an industrial stove searing duck livers for a duck liver whipped cream to top a Gruyere cupcake. This is the kind of dish Schooler promotes.
He pushes you to be more creative, to up your level, technique-wise, creatively. That's just the kind of chef he inspires us to be.
Downstairs in the Seward Street restaurant, I run into Stephanie Marnin, who just finished lunch. Also known as Chef Steph, Marnin has cooked professionally in Juneau for some 16 years and frequents the restaurant.
The things that I love about his menus is they reflect the seasons.
I'm surprised she doesn't mention the menu's diversity. When I ask her if Schooler's style is considered fusion, she cringes. The word is a label and is 90s, she says, and should be avoided. While his menus might include kimchi, fondue, ramen, and Cheez-Its, it also benefits from using locally sourced food like prawns whenever possible.
I just have Beau make me his prawn dish because I know where the prawns are coming from and I know that they're great. So you know the stuff is fresh, and I know we hear that all the time, oh, it's in season, but it truly is. It's a marker of time looking at Beau's menu.
Chef Steph also likes the Rookery's optional communal-style seating, the affordability, and that among all the creative dishes, there's also a delicious burger for those times when you just want a burger. Speaking of meat, when I ask Schooler what's next on the menu, he says he's excited about their homemade charcuterie.
Terrines and cooked sausages and stuff, and that's been really fun just because it's really kind of scientific, like understanding the whole process and proteins and lactic acid and all that, and growing this like beneficial bacteria and creating these cured meats.
And when the charcuterie becomes routine, Schooler will try something else new. He says that when something becomes repetitive, we stop paying attention to the details. For K2, I'm Scott Burton.